CliffCentral.com. Time to turn our attention to collections and collectomania, as every week is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And today we're going to do a post-Easter edition, which is all about bunnies and eggs. I kid you not, it's going to be lots of fun. But before we get to those, look at these coins. This is a limited edition coin, which the guys at the South African Gold Coin Exchange have sent us. They have all kinds of interesting coins, and you need to go and have a look at this, because if you haven't seen what they've got on offer, you're missing out big time. There's some really, really cool coins. This is a series called the Guy Savoy coin, and you can see they're from France, and it's worth 200 euros, this coin. It says, La cuisine est par du transformer instantement en joie des produits charge d'histoire. So it's all about creating these products which are about something in history. And they've got these beautiful, the French cockerel, which is, of course, an important part of what the French used to, it's one of their symbols. It's on their coat of arms. It's their national animal, in fact. And it says their RF 2017 République Française. And you can buy this. It's shaped like an egg, which is beautiful. And
I've never seen a coin shaped like an egg.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It's made out of solid gold. And if you're into collecting coins, maybe this is one that you want to have a look at. Today, it is time for us to look at bunnies and eggs, which is why we started off with this lovely coin. And we're going to actually give props to an organization that's doing some tremendous work. And we'll get to the bunnies. If you, just by the way, on that Guy Savoy coin, if you spend over 50,000 Rand on any collectible coin at the South African Gold Coin Exchange, you will get entry into their lucky draw to win one of those coins. It's worth over 60,000 Rand. It's 1 ounce of gold. It's nicknamed the Chicken and Egg. It is a gold collectible coin, a unique collaboration between the Monnaie de Paris, which is the French mint, and the French chef Guy Savoy. So he has maintained and gained multiple Michelin stars and is famous for serving elegant French cuisine on a fine dining environment. The coin alludes to French gastronomy and popular ingredients of the starred chef, the egg, the truffle, and the asparagus. The coin has a unique egg shape, as you might have seen. Entries close tomorrow, so you have to get your entries in today. You can find out more by going along to scoinshop.com, and you can find out there how to enter. But that's cool. If you spend over 50,000 Rand on any collectible coin, you will get entry into their lucky draw, and you'll win that as well. So you invest 50 grand in collectibles, and then you win another one worth 60,000 Rand. Yeah. That sounds like a good deal to me. That's like my poker game last Friday. You know? It's good stuff. So our guest this morning is Ondi Berzin, and Ondi is at Observatory Johannesburg. She runs an animal rescue center for small farm animals such as goats, rabbits, pigs, tortoises, bunnies, chickens, ducks, and turkeys. So it's not really a collection, but I suppose she has a collection there. And it's always interesting to see what people are doing. And we want to give props to those people who are looking after all the animals. We spoke about animal rights just a minute ago. Ondi, very nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. And yourself?
It's so nice to see you.
Good.
And well done on all the work that you do with animals. It's really, you know, we have such special people in South Africa who are taking care of humans and animals who are less fortunate than the rest of us and can't speak for themselves in the case of animals. So tell us how it all started with you at Bunny Hop Haven.
Okay, so I rescued two elderly bunnies. They were about 9 and 10 each. They were little boys. And I'd connected with another person who was setting up an eco farm in the Sandringham area of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the way, you know, he was having these animals there, and I said, no, you know what? I've been in education, and I actually want to do something about these animals because they were in this wetland area. And then I decided, as a, you know, just as a side, I was teaching at the time. And I then took these elderly bunnies there, and he had a few other rabbits as well. And I just said to him, you know what, I'm going to take on these animals. I'm going to look after them. And the next thing, the Bunny Hop Haven came into existence. I found some old jungle gyms, and we repainted them and upcycled them. And I thought, you know, if children can have animals, and as young children, and they're shown how to care for them, then that we hope that they grow up as compassionate adults.
Right.
And the next thing, it all just happened. I mean, suddenly I had a call, can we take in these baby goats? So we took in some baby goats of 12 hours old.
Wow.
And then we just grew and grew.
Let's just start with elderly bunnies. How old is a bunny if it's considered elderly, Auntie?
Similar to a dog, around 6 or 7 years, well, not, but it depends on the breed. So yeah. It's anything from 6 years old.
Okay.
For an elderly bunny. And yeah.
I like what you said about kids, especially kids in urban environments, because they're not always as much in touch with, you know, domesticated animals or even wild animals, obviously, as people out in the country maybe. And there are lots of people who live in towns who have kids who live in an apartment. They can't have pets because they have limited space. Maybe they're not even allowed to have them. And there's something about kids, and especially cute little farm animals, and the connection that they make at that age. There's also obviously plenty of research that shows that people who are horrible to animals turn out to be psychopathic, nasty adults. But there must be a corollary that what you're saying is true, that young people who end up forging friendships and being in contact with cute little animals and learning to love them and learning to share space and time and love and care and food and all kinds of things with animals, they end up being better people. Is that your experience?
Most definitely. Really, I've really seen it. And even it doesn't have to be a dog. Any kind of animal that a young person is exposed to have in their lives, really, they really do become caring as they grow older. And you see it in the children. And when parents are able to, when they're able to share with the children and show them how it is to look after animals, then it really, you know, it does show, you know, even in the statistics that the children are compassionate.
And obviously that counts even more in places like Johannesburg, where there maybe aren't as many many opportunities for kids to be around animals. So it's really nice that you're doing this in observatory. And you've been doing it for a long time. Your career before that was in education, right? And you still have a love and a care for helping people and educating them and making them better and smarter and more well-rounded human beings. So is there still something in the education field here with animals? I mean, do you teach people about these animals?
Yes, I do. Every now and again at the Haven, I will open up the Haven for children from littlies, from age 2 years old upwards to about 5, 6 year olds, where I actually have sessions running where I actually teach children all about animals. It's very, very informal. The children will come and we talk about animals, and not just animals.
We may have just lost Andy.
We may have lost her, yeah.
Mm. Let's see if we can get her back. Andy Berzin, who is running that. I mean, it's a really sweet thing to do. Do you remember when you were a kid, the first time you got to play with a little fluffy animal, or the first time you got to see something that was really, really cute? I mean, you can even see it with kids, with pets, obviously, but all kinds of things. Like, oh, yeah, it's so sweet, and all of this stuff. I mean, half the reason that we like Easter is because it has to do with bunnies. If it was lizards, yeah, I don't think anyone would be as excited about Easter. You know?
I made that mistake, Gareth. I named my first cow. It grew up, and then my granddad slaughtered it.
No, man.
Most traumatizing ever. Because the cow was born, granddad's like, oh, you can name it. I named this cow. It grows up. I call it. It used to come right up to you. Like, oh.
No.
Had a great bond. And granddad's like, it's that time of the year.
It's time. Yeah, you see, that's the
first
problem.
Lesson.
You grow up on a farm, you learn very quickly which animals you are able to name and which ones you shouldn't. We'll talk in a minute about the things that Andy's doing and how you can perhaps help. Because Congo Chris is asking, where an observatory is Andy, because I live in the neighborhood and I'd like to volunteer at some time. I think you just want to go and pet the cute animals, Chris. Let's not lie. Andy, thanks. I don't know what happened there with our connection, but it seems we're back on now. Do you take volunteers? Do you take donations? I mean, it must be expensive to run this place. Andy, can you hear us? I think maybe there's some load shedding or something happening there. We'll just wait for Andy to get her connection back up and running. I'm sure there are lots of people who would like to go and volunteer at a place like this. Here's some pictures quickly. Let me show you about what happens at the, it's such a cute name, the Bunny Hop Haven in Observatory. Yeah. So here's some of the bunnies. There's a very cute little, is that a bunny? Is that, that's
looks
a,
like a hamster.
It looks like, it looks a,
like
hamster.
A hamster or a gerbil. What's
if,
thing
if it
called?
Has its ears tucked right Guinea back, pig. I don't think even then it's a bunny. It's definitely some kind of, it's a hamster. Here is a bunny though. That's definitely a bunny. You can see the ears. And that's a very cute little bunny. It looks ginger with a white stripe up its nose. Here's another one eating some lettuce on a table, it looks like. That's a very fluffy bunny. Here are a couple of them in a little cage. Oh, man. Don't tell me that isn't cute. I don't care who you are. Everybody loves a bunny.
My heart. Right? Oh, that's exactly. That one.
Look at this bunny. Fluffy as all hell. With cute little eyes.
I think we should cancel that one. It's rocking blackface, Gareth. Cancel.
You think that one's a problem?
That was a problem.
Yeah, okay. And here are some more bunnies. We're not technically talking about a collection here, because it's not like Andy collects these bunnies because she wants to have the best bunny collection in Johannesburg. But what makes it cool, I think, is that she's doing something good here at the same time. She's first of all rescuing these animals who probably come from places where they're not wanted. They're probably threatened. They're probably not being treated very well in some cases. We hope not. But then she takes the bunnies, but she also creates an opportunity for other people, especially little kids, to come and see them. Don't tell me that isn't cute. And don't tell me that wouldn't be a fun thing to do today or any other day. Here's a whole bunch of bunnies running around at the Bunny Hop Haven in Observatory. And you can see they live in these little crates, and then they get let out on the straw, and there are all kinds of people running around, feeding them, picking them up, petting them, giving them lots of love. Looks like a lovely, lovely place for animals to be. Looks like lots of caring and sweet people who pitch in there as well to help.
What happened to your bunny, Gareth? Didn't you have a bunny in your backyard? And it can't...
So, yeah, I did. I had a bunny, and then there was a different bunny for a while. There were two of them running around. And they weren't really my pets, Bhagavantu. They came into my garden somehow, and they lived here for a while, and then suddenly they weren't here anymore. And I think they were either eaten by something or they were taken by something. I don't know how. But I'm still sad about it. And remember, Gord used to come on and ask us for updates all the time of what was going on with the bunnies. So I don't know. They might still be around. They might have found a better place to live. Let me get Andy back on. I think we've got sound, but we don't have any video. Andy, can you hear us? Andy, can you hear us? Don't think so. Simpiwe, let me know when she's on and she can hear us again. Anyway, do they have a takeaway bunny chow, says Steve. Oh, Steve, really? That's just great. Conga Chris says, I had a rabbit once. After that, I grew a lifelong love for them. The best lunch I ever had. Oh, my God. People are terrible. I think Conga Chris has just cancelled his pass as a volunteer at Andy's sanctuary. Let's see if we can get her back. Andy, are you there? All right. Well, what we're going to do is find out the details of all of this, so that if you want to go along, you want to take your kids, or you want to make a donation, or you want to volunteer some time, you can go along to the Bunny Hop Haven in Observatory in Johannesburg. They're an animal rescue center for small farm animals. They don't just have bunnies, by the way. They also have goats, they have pigs, they have tortoises, they have chickens, they have ducks and turkeys, and they look after all of these animals. And Andy's there as the boss, and she makes sure that it runs properly. If you want to take your kids along to enjoy a day with all of these rabbits and all the other cute animals, you can do that. Here are some pictures of all of them, so you can have a look and see. And let me just remind you, in case you missed it, that this coin is up for grabs, this Guy Savoy coin, which is a beautiful work of art. It's worth about 60 grand, and it is up for grabs. If you buy 50 grand's worth of investment coins, collectible coins, at the SA Gold Coin Exchange, you will get an entry into their lucky draw to win this one. So if you spend 50, you might win another one that's worth 60. And it's a special chicken and egg gold collectible coin from the Monnaie de Paris, which is the French mint. So very, very cool. Something that you might want to add to your collection while we're doing Collectomania this morning. We will obviously put all the details for the Bunny Hop Haven onto cliffcentral.com a little later on, and you can go and find out more. all about them. Also, don't forget the South African Gold Coin Exchange. You can go along to them at the Scoin Shop. That's scoinshop.com. Scoinshop.com here in South Africa. CliffCentral.com.